I'd love to tell you about it. It's a show that I've called I Did It My Way in Yiddish. Only it's not in Yiddish. It's in English. And I'm doing it at the Ensemble Theatre just one night on my way through to Los Angeles. And that will be on the 21st, Monday the 21st, at I think it's 7:30 p.m. in Kirribilli. Very exciting.
It is very exciting. Tell us about it. You said it's in Yiddish, but it's in English. What does it mean?
But it's in English, and yet it's in English, but it's in Yiddish. The thing is, it's a kind of homage to the three Lennies that I've met in my life. I've met Leonard Bernstein, who ended up playing a piano concerto for me alone in the Auckland Town Hall when I was 19. And my father had seen him performing in Landsberg in Germany in 1947 when Dad was in a DP camp, and had always talked about his connection to Leonard Bernstein. And so when Leonard ended up playing alone for me in the Auckland Town Hall, I mean, you can imagine it was quite a great moment in my life. He was so generous as a performer, and I think it sort of kind of inspired me very much in my own performance to be as generous as possible. Another person that I met was Leonard Cohen. I drove Leonard Cohen when I was working my way through acting school in New York City. It's kind of like a car service, or I don't know what you call it in Australia, kind of a corporate cabs. You know, the fancy town car, not the limo, but one down, but still not as low as a taxi. I got a call to pick up a Mr. Cohen from Columbia Records, and I had no idea who he was. And I said, "Mr. Cohen, you know, are you an executive?" "No, I'm not an executive." "Well, are you an accountant for Columbia? I mean, what do you do there?" "No, that's a good one. I'm not an accountant." I said, "Well, what do you do?" He said, "I write songs for them sometimes. And he ended up playing me a tape of his new album, which had just been commissioned by Columbia. And he was really excited about it. And we ended up in a very, very compromising situation on the freeway. And I really helped him out. So he and I kind of became friends, really. And now I'm his favorite Jewish joke teller. So there was that story. And then it's a story about meeting Lenny Kravitz. So it's these three stories. And
tell us about Lenny Kravitz. Who is Lenny Kravitz?
Lenny Kravitz, a rock singer, who had an unfortunate incident, you could say. I would say during the last summer when his pants split open. I think some people know about that. So it's the story of that, being at that concert. And it's a great story, I have to say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So tell me, so you're telling your story about the three Leonards, but you're talking in English. So where's the Yiddish comes in?
Well, the arc in the story about meeting the three Lennies, there's also the story of music in my life. So, you know, you've got the Bernstein and the Cohen and the Kravitz Lennies. But so the second arc in the story is really about music and what that's meant in my life, and how my mother was a very profound influence in my, performance career. And my grandmother also, my German-Jewish grandmother who had fled Germany, she was another influence. And my dad, who was sort of displaced from Europe and just loved Yiddish music, and how they were all trying to get me to perform and sing in the thing that they loved. I don't want to give the ending away, though. I'm not going to do that. You have to come see the show.
Tell us about yourself.
Right now I'm in New Zealand, which is my homeland. I'm a Canadian resident, citizen. I'm a Canadian citizen as well, so I spend a lot of time in North America. I go to New York quite a lot. I perform, I've just done the show, Did It My Way in Yiddish. I did that in London. Can't keep up with my own shows, Netza.
That's
fantastic.
I just
did a show in London in December at the JW3 Marvellous Performance Space in London, and very good response to the show. It's the first time I'd ever done it.
So you grew up in New Zealand?
I grew up in New Zealand, yeah. I feel sort of pretty international, but I definitely feel rooted like here. As I'm talking to you, I'm looking out over the Pacific Ocean, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful country.
We're looking forward to seeing you. It's Monday evening at the Ensemble Theatre in Kirribilli at 7:30 in the evening.
Over the North Shore. It's very close to where my parents decided to get married at Luna Park after knowing each other for 3 weeks. Mum from Germany, Dad from Poland. They were in Australia. They came back to New Zealand. He became a the best baker in the country, Jewish baker, I should say, and, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. But it's good for me to come back to my roots to Luna Park, because if they hadn't been there and they hadn't said, Mum hadn't said I do, then I wouldn't be doing the show. I wouldn't have been conceived.
Deb Filler, we're looking forward to seeing you in Sydney, and thank you so much for talking to us.